Community members in Benton Harbor, Michigan, will meet with the EPA this week after filing an emergency petition demanding help with the water crisis there. Residents of the city of just over 9,100 people are being told not to drink, cook, or brush their teeth with tap water because dangerous lead levels are coming through the pipes. This has been a problem for several years, and it's now hitting a tipping point. And joining us to explain the struggles for clean water is Reverend Edward Pinckney, president and CEO of the Benton Harbor Water Council. Thank you for being here.
Thank you so much for this opportunity to spread the word. I really, really appreciate it.
Well, thank you. You know, Reverend, this all feels very reminiscent to what happened in Flint, Michigan, which is about 3 hours away from your city. You've been passing out water to community members. Just how bad is this situation right now?
Well, it's a terrible, terrible thing. Well, let me say this to you. The governor had pledged 30,000 cases of water to Benton Harbor, but unfortunately, it's a total disaster. And let me explain the reason. The reason is that the communities that surround the city of Benton Harbor, they are the ones who get in the water. They're the ones who lining up getting the water. And it's unfortunate that they have not figured this out. 2.5 years, I have been distributing water to this community. But right now, the distribution right now is in total chaos. It's a total failure, and it's embarrassing almost.
And what you're talking about is just a temporary solution to a bigger problem. Last week, Governor Gretchen Whitmer vowed to replace all lead pipes by April 2023. That sounds like a good start, but 2023 is still a few years away. I mean, you're in this emergency situation where you all are just trying to get by with bottled water.
Absolutely. Here's the thing. Newark, New Jersey has 20,000 pipes, leaded pipes, and they got it done in less than 2 years. Benton Harbor has only 6,000 leaded pipes. Look like to me, it could be done in 6 to 12 months. And I think that's where she should have been going with this. It's unfortunate that she thinking that 2 years is good. 2 years is good. I'm willing to accept that. But 6 to 12 months sounds a whole lot better to me.
Also, public health officials learned about these dangerous levels of lead in Benton Harbor 3 years ago. So why the sense of urgency now?
The reason why it's like this now because the Benton Harbor Community Water Council filed a petition with the EPA. If we had not filed that petition, it would still be 2 to 3 more years before they do anything. And the reason it's a black city. See, when you're dealing like Flint itself, we're connected because we're both black cities. And they normally don't move for us. If there was a white woman who came on the cameras with a white baby saying that we have 889 parts per billion of lead in the water, they would send out the army out here, the Pentagon, FEMA, everybody would be here. But by being a black city, most of the time, people just don't care.
You feel like it's directly because of the makeup of the city, which has about 10,000 people in it. It's a small place. You also mentioned this emergency petition to the EPA last month demanding a federal intervention. Have you received any response yet from federal officials?
We're going to be meeting with them on Thursday to discuss other options, because right now the bottled water is good, but that project is failing. And the 18 months to 2 years for the lead pipe, that hadn't started yet. So right now I can say that, you know, I can't applaud them. I can't do a holy dance because what they have said, because what they have done so far has not really helped the community.
For the last few years, residents have been given these lead removing filters. Have they been effective? I'm asking this because experts say there is really no level of lead acceptable in drinking water.
And I strongly agree with that. We started giving out filters about 2.5 years, the Benton Harbor Community Water Council. We gave out first 150 water filters. We went door to door. And not only did we give them the water filter, we also put them on. And then we educated them about the filter. After we ran out of resources, the health department started passing out water to them, but they failed to give to put them on. They failed to give them the information of what needs to be done or how it works. You should have zero amount of lead in your water. Any amount of lead in the water is dangerous, and we need to tell the people that.
What actions would you like to see happen today? You've taken all of this this action to help people in the immediate, and you're also talking with politicians. But what do you want to see happen in the moment?
Here's what I want to see happen right now. The language got to change. When the governor said not to drink it, she said because of abundant of caution. That's the wrong message to send to anybody. She should be saying the water is unsafe to drink, unsafe to brush your teeth, unsafe to cook with, unsafe to bathe in, unsafe to make baby formula. The correct term is unsafe, not abundance of caution that she have used so often. And what it does is sends a mixed message to the community. That is something that she will have to correct because people don't quite understand that kind of talk, you see. And I do. What she's simply saying, it's a possibility that the water is bad rather than saying the water is bad. And number two, the bottle production, what they, you know, she claimed she's going to put 30,000 bottles of water in the community. But you got to make sure the residents of Benton Harbor get the water, not all the surrounding areas. And that's what's happened. They have failed this community once again. Even though she made that announcement, she failed in the community by not really coming up with a plan to make sure that the residents of Benton Harbor receive the water and no one else.
Benton Harbor is representative of a larger issue that's happening throughout our country. There's the infrastructure bill currently languishing in Congress that would actually set aside billions of dollars to address problems with the country's water systems. But there's lots of back and forth about this high level of investment. You're sitting in Benton Harbor right now just trying to get people bottled water. What would you like to see done legislatively?
I would like to see that pass immediately because Benton Harbor is still in need of about $15 to $20 million to complete this mission. If they got the amount of money needed, we can have it done within 6 to 12 months. The pipes and also money to take to remove the pipes that's inside the home. See, that's something that they're not talking about, but that's just as important as the pipes from the streets to the house. Because lead pipes in the house also produce lead in the water. So that is crucial that they understand that we have enough money to do that also.
There were so many lessons that we thought were learned from what happened in Flint. What is the overall feeling and sentiment of the people of Benton Harbor right now, and what keeps you going?
Well, the key thing that the community do not trust government. They don't trust city government. They don't trust state government, and they don't trust federal government. That's the key. They have to find a way to make the residents of Benton Harbor start trusting again, starting with the city, starting with the state, Governor Whitmer, and then all the way up to Joe Biden. One of the things that I spoke with one of Joe Biden's aides who said that they was going to push for Joe Biden to come to the city of Benton Harbor. But here's my answer to that. Don't come to Benton Harbor unless you got your checkbook with you. If you don't have your checkbook with you, we really don't need you here. You know, I'm not into taking photo apps and stuff like that. What I'm into is making sure that the residents of Benton Harbor have clean water. And that's the only reason, that's what motivates me.
That's Reverend Edward Pickney, President and CEO of the Benton Harbor Water Council. Thank you so much for joining us and sharing a bit of what is happening there.
And thank you so much. And when we get ready to file our lawsuit, I will make sure you be the first to know.